Good morning, I'm Kate Botello. You're listening to Classical IPR, the broadcast and online music service of Interlochen Center for the Arts. And in special company this morning here in Studio B, it's my great pleasure to introduce to you Trey Devi, president of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Good morning, Trey.
Good morning, Kate. Great to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in and joining us today. And here it is. It's your very first summer camp at Interlochen. How is that?
It is. It's an amazing experience. Just being around these young people, so energetic about their art forms. You know, the passion and enthusiasm that you feel on campus is something that everyone should experience. It just lifts you up.
I think one of my favorite things to see here is little tiny peanuts carrying instruments that are bigger than they are.
It's true. You wonder how it can happen. It defies the laws of gravity for sure.
It does. Have you had any littles accosting you, asking you for things yet?
Well, you know, the Melody Freeze is a popular destination, and there's certainly some kids that are eager for a coupon for a ice cream cone. But yeah, there've been a lot of, interactions with the students along the way. And, it just, gives me great optimism for the future that you've got, young people so committed, so dedicated to what they're doing, very thoughtful, very articulate. And, yeah, I've got a lot of hope for our world with when I see the students here at Interlochen.
I think for anyone who says that classical music is fizzling out, all they need is 2 minutes on this campus to learn otherwise.
It is for sure. That's for sure.
Now, you have spent your whole life, all of your professional life, working in the classical world, or a great deal of it, surrounded by it. Mm-hmm. And your own kids have come to Interlochen Camp, I understand.
Yeah.
How much of your, it's just fun to always hear about when did classical music become such a part of your life? Were you a small person listening to classical too?
I sure was. And classical public radio played a big part in my life when I was growing up. But for sure, my father was the major influence in introducing me to classical music. So he had a very large record collection. It was always on the radio when we were driving to and fro. And so he was a remarkable figure in my life, and each and every day I have such gratitude for what he did introduce me to music.
And a lot of folks tell us that one of the ways they were introduced, it's in the car, but also in their cottages. They come into their cottages and they turn on IPR, there's the classical
right.
music going. And I think that kind of idyllic idea of being out in nature and listening to classical is pretty exciting. You had that experience yourself, didn't you?
Yes, I did. So my first exposure to Interlochen Center for the Arts was really through Interlochen Public Radio. My grandpa and grandma had a cottage on Long Lake. It's still in the family. And so listening to IPR was part of my upbringing, and again, my first introduction to Interlochen Center.
Let's talk about your first piece this morning. That
sure.
was something you listened to in the cottage.
Mm-hmm. It is. And so, mentioned my father. He had a great interest in the music of Johann Sebastian Bach and Baroque music generally, and so of course that rubbed off on me. And I remember one of the many summers that I was up here, I was digging into Treasure Island, and while reading the book, I had a CD, a cassette tape called Best of Bach. And it was one of those deals where I don't know how long it was, maybe 45, 50 minutes. And once it got to the end, I just played it over and over and over again. And one of those pieces, I don't have the recording anymore, but one of the pieces was Brandenburg's Concerto No. 3 in G major. And sort of between reading the book and listening to the music and being around, the beautiful trees and nature here in northern Michigan, it just all sort of came together. So that's really the introduction to the first piece of this morning, Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G major, the third movement.
Thank you.
That was Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G Major, the third movement, a performance by Ensemble Caprice, Matthias Mauta conducting.
I think Bach is such a common introduction to classical music for so many people. I've always wondered why that is. Maybe it's just because it's so even in tempo, or it's, I don't know.
Yeah, it is. There's something about it. It just takes you in and... you know, to me, I think that's a piece of it, and it's optimistic, and it's rolling, and yeah, it's amazing music, and the genius of Bach is something that I just can't get past. I'm always so amazed by his music.
And he did it all while surrounded by umpteen children at the dinner table. You know?
Yes, exactly.
I never know how he did that.
Right.
Now, we were talking about something that we kind of have in common, which was that our dads were very formative in our training our ears to listen to classical music. And this next piece of music that we're about to hear, I have to tell you, we're going to hear an excerpt from this piece of music. It's normally about 15 minutes long. We're going to hear the last five. And this was something that my dad would have said in regards to the specific piece. I'll spoil it. It's the 1812 Overture. And we all like the parts that go boom in the 1812 Overture, but he would never let me fast forward to that part. We had to put on the record and listen to the entire thing from the beginning because he would say, "Don't rush the piece."
Right.
Tchaikovsky wrote every single note on purpose. They are all supposed to be there. So.
Yep. Yeah, I had the same experience.
Did you?
Just have to... you know, really take it all in. And but today we'll pick it up a bit toward the end in the interest of packing in a little bit more music today. But I've, you know, my first experience with this piece, and it's one that sort of brings everything, you know, full circle in a way, is that I remember being in the car with my dad, and he, you know, he handed me what I would soon discover was a compact disc. And this was, you know, a few decades ago. Compact discs were just coming out, and it was the very first CD that he purchased. And I remember him explaining, you know, look, Trey, this, you know, this doesn't have any needles. It uses lasers. And that was just, you know, the first time that I really felt a major technological shift. And just a reminder that, you know, the world is an evolving place and that things change. And, you know, now we're exposed to music in many different formats. But the other connection is that this first CD was of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. And even though Eric Kunzel was known as the conductor of the Cincinnati Pops, the CD was recorded under the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra name. And then some 30 years later, I would be start my tenure as the president of the Cincinnati Symphony and spend 8 really amazing years with just such an incredible group of people and a great orchestra. I had the pleasure of working with Eric Kunzel briefly before he passed away in 2009. But there's a lot wrapped up in this particular piece and this recording. But to your point, Kate, around the canons at the end, this recording had a warning on it that said you may ruin, you know, blow out your speakers if you play this too loud. And it's a wonder that I did not blow out my dad's speakers. So this is Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. Towards the tail end, we're giving you the canons. Eric Kunzel conducting the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. We'll be right back. That was Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. Eric Kunzel conducting the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. A great way to start a Friday, and we hope that your speakers are still in good condition after those great cannons.
I'm Kate Botello this morning here with Trey Devi. Let's talk about some of your other music that you like. So we're going back, and again, we have 1812, and we have Brandenburg and older pieces, pieces. And then you have an interest in modern composers, too.
Sure. You know, and I studied music in Chicago and grew up a bit listening to the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and that would be a real treat to head downtown Chicago and pick up a concert. And one of the first pieces that I heard performed by the Chicago Symphony was Short Ride in a Fast Machine. And this start to my tenure with Interlaken Center for the Arts has felt like a short ride in a fast machine. And, you know, with no plans or intentions, the opening World Youth Symphony Orchestra concert this past Sunday included Joanne Fleta conducting, Karina Kanellakis conducting Short Ride in a Fast Machine. And I just love the energy of the piece, and it inspired me to explore and really support the music of today's composers. And there's a lot of great music. And this piece written by John Adams is really no longer a new piece. It was written some 30 years ago now. And so a lot of short rides in a fast machine for me these days. And so I thought it would be interesting to put this on the program. So this particular performance of John Adams' Short Ride in a Fast Machine is conducted by Ado DeVart and the San Francisco Symphony. It's one of my favorite interpretations of the piece. Thank you. All right. That was Ato DeVart conducting the San Francisco Symphony in John Adams' Short Ride in a Fast Machine.
Our next piece is a beautiful piece. And I have to tell you, I don't think I've heard the entirety of this recording. I am really excited to hear this particular narrator. I'm Kate Botello here with Trey Devi, president of Interlochen Center for the Arts, and we're enjoying some of his favorite music this morning. Tell us about this next piece we're going to hear.
Yeah, definitely. This is a really special piece and a great interpretation for a lot of reasons for me. First of all, we'll sort of get to the punchline. It's Copland's Lincoln Portrait. And first of all, Copland is such an amazing figure in American music. Many would consider him to be the father of American music. And importantly, I feel like there is a bridge between Copland for me personally. He had was a very important figure in the life of the Cincinnati Symphony. The Cincinnati Symphony gave the world premieres of Fanfare for the Common Man and Lincoln Portrait. And of course, Copland was also a very important figure in the life of Interlochen. He came to campus here in 1967 and 1970. And so it was just appropriate to pick a piece of Copland's music. Now, this particular recording is conducted by a great artist and a great friend, Louis Langres, the music director of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. And it includes Maya Angelou as the narrator and, the great poet. This was one of the last projects that she did before she passed away. And so a really, meaningful legacy that that she's left in so many ways. And to, to have the words of Lincoln, which are powerful and so significant to this day, spoken by Maya Angelou in this, really wonderful piece of music is just really a beautiful thing. So this is Copland's Lincoln Portrait. Louis Langres conducts the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra with Maya Angelou as the narrator.
fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. That is what he said. That is what Abraham Lincoln said. Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. We of this Congress and this administration will be remembered in spite of ourselves. No personal significance or insignificance can spare one or another of us. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. We, even we here, hold the power and bear the responsibility. He was born in Kentucky, raised in Indiana, and lived in Illinois. And this is what he said. This is what Abe Lincoln said. The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise with the occasion. As our case is new, so we must think anew and act anew. We must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country. Standing erect, he was 6 feet 4 inches tall, and this is what he said. He said, "It is the eternal struggle between two principles, right and wrong, throughout the world. It is the same spirit that says, you toil and work and earn bread, and I'll eat it, no matter in what shape it comes. Whether from the mouth of a king who seeks to bestride the people of his own nation and live by the fruit of their labor, or from one race of men as an apology for enslaving another race, it is the same tyrannical principle." Lincoln was a quiet man. Abe Lincoln was a quiet and a melancholy man. But when he spoke of democracy, this is what he said. He said, "As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master." This expresses my idea of democracy. Whatever differs from this, to the extent of the difference, is no democracy. Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of these United States, is everlasting in the memory of his countrymen. For on the battleground at Gettysburg, this is what he said. He said that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Just heard Copeland's Lincoln Portrait, Louis Langre conducting the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, Maya Angelou, the narrator. And Kate, you know, I was thinking when I was listening to that, that, you know, Copeland's connection to Interlaken and the way Copeland approached his music, which was in many ways extra musical and connects to the spirit of Interlaken. Composer for ballet, for film, for spoken word, you know, just a, you know, very expansive view of the arts. And so it's appropriate to highlight his great work.
He speaks to all the different art forms.
He does.
That's a great way to think of that. Now, I'm pretty excited to hear our next piece of music. If you're just joining us, I'm Kate Botello here with Trey Devi, president of Interlaken Center for the Arts. And we've been enjoying listening to some of his favorite classical music this morning. And this next piece, I had never heard before, Trey, and just love this. This is really special. Tell us about this scherzo that we're about to hear.
So this scherzo is by a composer named T.J. Cole. And I met T.J. Through a commissioning project in Cincinnati a few years ago, and she came recommended by her teacher, an incredible composer, Jennifer Higdon. Jennifer taught TJ at the Curtis Institute of Music. I've got such incredible respect for Jennifer and was really interested in hearing more of TJ's work. Well, when I met TJ, I came to understand that she is a graduate of Interlaken Arts Academy. And just one of those many reinforcing moments of the importance of Interlaken. And we listened earlier to a piece of music by John Adams, and you know, this this amazing musical art form needs new champions, needs new leaders and fresh voices. And I really think T.J. Cole is one of those. And this piece has a Bach connection as well. So it's a scherzo, and the translation is, "Ah, how fleeting, ah, how insignificant." T.J. Cole's scherzo. This is the Dover Quartet. Thank you. Okay, that was T.J. Cole's Scherzo, the translation, Ah, How Fleeting, Ah, How Insignificant. The Dover Quartet performed that, and great to have an Interlochen Arts Academy graduate on this program.
And what a cool piece, because it takes this Bach cantata to work from. Then she adds some blues influence to it. Mm. It's got a little bit of a southern kind of sound here and there. That was a really interesting piece.
Yeah, great composer.
And she went here. That's pretty neat. Well, we've had a wonderful time here with Trey this morning. Thank you so much, Trey Devi, for coming in. This is WIAA Interlochen, WIAB Mackinac City, WICV East Jordan Charlevoix, and 94.7 FM in Traverse City. Trey Devi, the president of Interlochen Center for the Arts, enjoying his first summer here, and we're having some musical getting to know you. And it's been a great pleasure to get to know your musical taste and to know about you this way this morning. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kate. It's been tremendous to be on. I appreciate it.
And we have one more goodbye piece for you, a big one and a great one. Let's talk about this last piece you've chosen for us today.
Yeah. So I began the hour today talking about the influence that my dad had on me, and he loved the organ. He was always playing organ music, and we had two organs in our house. We had an electric organ, but also a pipe organ in this, we called it the junk room.
Wow.
And so as a kid, I would wind my way between the pipes, and he would have me tinkering back there with a screwdriver with this, that, and the next thing. And so I couldn't escape organ music when I was a kid, and I just, grew to really, really love it. This particular piece just always stops me in my tracks. It was often played. It's the Charles-Marie Vidor Toccata from Symphony No. 5. And it's powerful. It's bold. It's celebratory. I love it. My wife, Amy, and I had this piece performed at the recessional of our wedding some 24 years ago. So it's a piece that's really, really tremendous. So this is Vidor's Toccata from Symphony No. 5, and it's been great to spend a bit of the morning with you. Thank you.